This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Call us right now if you'd like to go to the Sarah and Vinny Halloween Secret Show at Club Fugazi in San Francisco. We're throwing a private Halloween Secret Show. The home of Beach Blanket Babylon on Tuesday, October 31st from 11 to 1. There will be appetizers, a cash bar, and we do mean cash. Apparently, they cannot take credit cards there. Door prizes, and of course, the dreaded costume contest, where lots of people put in a ton of effort, but only one person can win. And I'd like you to know ahead of time, Vinny and I have nothing to do with judging it. You can blame Uzi, Brin, and Hooman.
No, we're not doing
it. I know. It's our promotions department handles it. They're anonymous judges, and they make the final decision.
If I'm at the party and I'm looking for you, what am I looking for?
Yeah, a costume that you will not be able to get away from.
Oh, can't get away from
it. You just won't be. I'll be everywhere.
Everywhere.
You won't be able to.
You're gonna be a
I'm inescapable.
Spirit? You're going to be a ghost.
Tell you something. No,
you're going to throw a sheet over your head.
So what if I do?
Well, that's lame.
Oh, my God. You're so lazy.
That's your best friend there.
Yeah, kind of. He's the best. You pick up the phones now.
Do some work, will you? Talk about lazy.
Caller number 97 right now. 800-400-3697. Great prizes for the costume contest. A trip for two to Squaw Valley Alpine Meadows with 3 days of lift tickets and 2 nights lodging. Courtesy of the 2017 Warren Miller film Line of Descent. We've also got a 40-inch HD smart TV to give away. Passes to the San Francisco Dungeon and to Steve Silver's Beach Blanket Babylon. The holiday extravaganza is about to start at Beach Blanket Babylon. November 15th through December 31st, featuring tap dancing Christmas trees, parodies of Christmas carols, and the legendary gigantic Yuletide hat. Tickets on sale now at beachblanketbabylon.com. Call now 800-400-3697 and win your way into our big party.
That number you're dialing to win stuff is the same number we collect texts at. We love hearing your opinions.
Sure.
Sometimes, even though they can be
mean,
a little cutting.
Yep.
But here is some of the stuff you said. 415 says, I love listening to my neighbors have sex.
Oh, really?
650 says, how about the football players don't come out until after the national anthem?
That's a way they could solve
suggested
it.
Solution. But it doesn't make the football players happy, which right. is one of the things they should try to do.
Yeah, they are, after all, the moneymakers.
They're the workforce.
Yeah.
707 says, do you think your company would pay for your personal passion project at your job, Vinny? No, I don't think that. But if I somehow had created a PR nightmare for my company and they couldn't get along without me, they might try to find a workable solution.
Yeah.
That's what a negotiation is. I don't think that I ever would have the kind of power that I could get away with that. But in the NFL situation, if every team has protesting players and it's for something as important and passion-filled as the national anthem, they need to come up with a good solution to this problem.
They do, because there are people on both sides of this who want satisfaction.
So I wouldn't say the two are comparable at all. 510 says, Vinny, explain why watching a chick show is bad. They have hot young actresses. Benign watched. Fuller House, Riverdale, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and Charmed. It wasn't that it's bad. The point I was trying to make is they've got the Netflix was putting out this info about which shows have been watched, binge watched at record
binge
time
racing.
Frames.
You have to have watched the whole season, the whole new season drop within the first 24 hours of it hitting Netflix. And if you did that, they notice you. They keep count of these things.
And I was simply trying to figure out who, and for no reason at all. I have no reason to try and figure that out.
And Gilmore Girls was the number one most binge raced. The new, I don't know, 10 episodes or whatever they just put up there, like, you know, back to the Gilmore Girls or whatever it was called.
But in my own head, I was trying to think, I can't imagine having the time to just burn a day.
Right.
Like a whole day on that. So that's what that was. There's nothing wrong with chick shows at all. And who cares what I think anyway?
That's the beauty of thinking things, is that you're allowed to.
Right.
You know, you're allowed to have your own opinion. It's like these days people don't want that. Unless your opinion's exactly like theirs,
right.
And then you feel free to have it.
But
God forbid you disagree in some way, well, you're wrong and you're not entitled to that.
Like?
Yeah. I know. Or people think they're so open-minded, but then they hear something that's an opposing viewpoint and they lose their effing minds.
They
want to
stomp
them.
It out.
Right.
Stomp it right out.
Don't like stomp it out. Just let everybody have their opinions and try listening and having conversations that don't turn into sword fights.
415 was driving through the marina last night, listening to The Secret Show, and saw Hooman walking down the street.
Oh, wow. Were you walking around in the marina last night?
Yeah, I needed to get online, so I just walked to this cafe I would go to, but...
You don't have internet at your apartment?
No.
What?
I have no TV,
no wonder
no
you're
internet.
Never there.
Right.
It's nothing to do. I get to listen to my neighbor bang. But anyway, the cafe I go to normally, I guess somebody hit a fire hydrant and knocked out all the electricity on the block, so I had to walk two more blocks to a Pete's.
Oh.
Hung out there.
Ouch. Okay.
That's what you got.
That's what you get. God punished you.
I wish I was older so that I could date Hooman.
Oh, Hooman? Hooman. What, how old are they?
Yeah.
I mean,
how old are you? Send it a picture.
Doesn't say.
Don't send in a picture if you're not old enough to send us a picture. We don't need any of that.
No matter what I'm going through, and I've been through everything in the last 7 years, you guys make me laugh. Thanks for keeping it real.
Aww. Thank you for listening. We're glad to be a part of your day. We're honored.
Things will get better.
Medical professional here. Unless your doctor tells you you're deficient in something, supplements are a waste of money. You just pee them out. 408 suggests John is trying to murder Sarah.
Oh, it's possible. I am kind of a nightmare.
My sister is a colorectal surgeon. She says no to enemas, and please stop referring to toxins. There's no such thing, and she hates when people say toxins.
God, I've heard people with that, too. My cousin's a gastroenterologist, and he doesn't get in fights with people. He just rolls his eyes and walks away, and he just can't do it.
Yeah, he probably used to do it, huh?
Right, and he learned his lesson. Uh-huh. And went, you know what? Go ahead.
This is a cousin
you
on your side?
Brad, you've met him.
Brad doesn't have the Clark need to argue everything to the death?
He's a Samson. I guess he doesn't have that. And plus, he's a little brother. You know how sometimes like a little brother just goes, yeah, whatever the big brother says.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
Right. I give. Little brothers, they just give off the
bat. He's not without his opinions. I've certainly had, you know, in-depth conversations with him about stuff, but he is not going to stand at a party and get in someone's face because they're talking about how they cleared all their toxins at yoga. He's just not going to do it.
408 says, Icky got himself a hot wife, though.
Good for him. That's great.
Yeah. And she probably picks him up from all his disasters.
What now?
Somebody has
Andrew.
To.
Andrew. <Right. laughs> Jeez.
I need you to come and get me.
Yeah.
Again?
I've only got one shoe.
I've been scalped. Oh. Thank God you married me. What would I do without you?
Boy. Too many stairs, someone is guessing, about the apartment rental nightmares.
Oh, was that one of them?
It wasn't, but that's a good guess.
Yeah. Mm.
It's like, at first, those things that you think, oh, that'll be fine, I can handle that.
Yeah.
And
no
then
problem.
By the fifth time of lugging your groceries up that thing, and the bag breaks, and your stuff rolls down the stairs, and you got to go pick it up.
And does anyone beside me suspect that they fix the elevator on the day you see the apartment? Because I used to live in a sixth-floor apartment in St. Louis, and I swear to God, the goddamn elevator only worked the day that we looked at the place.
Well, yeah.
I think broke down halfway through our move-in, and we had to bring the rest of the stuff up the stairs, and then we just always had to use it. Like, the damn thing was always out of order.
Wow.
Well, yeah, they got you into a contract.
They did.
You had a year lease.
Mm-hmm.
God. We already did all those human compliments. The people were all about him.
More.
Where's Bryn going, says 408. His pregnant wife is about to pop.
Any minute that could happen. And so we expect him to be. How many weeks are you taking?
Total 6 weeks.
Oh, wow.
But, yeah. I'll be back for all the big stuff that you guys need me for.
6 weeks, dude.
Oh, so long. I need you every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Six.
We'll figure something out. Yeah. It'd be all right.
Good for you, though. Way to exploit the system.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
Yeah, it's legal.
Yeah, hey.
It's legal.
And frankly, it's kind of necessary. Like,
you know what?
It's...
My parents are gone in the month of November, and so are her parents.
Oh.
So we have no help.
Don't they know they're necessary? What is wrong with them?
I think they planned this before the baby was announced, like, a year ago. That's what old people do, I think, after 60. They just, like, plan for the rest of their lives. We have 4 vacations coming up this year, then 4 more next year.
408 says, how is it you all have a second brain but can be so stupid?
Why are they talking to us?
Because we're stupid. Oh.
Well, I actually don't think we have a second brain. I mean, I agree that your intestinal health is integral to your overall health, but I don't believe there's a second brain. You got a brain. That's it.
707 says, what is Hooman taking? My husband wouldn't shut up about Hooman's nonsense, so I didn't hear... what it was. Yes, I'm interested in trying it.
Oh, Barlean's witch doctor concoction.
Available intestinal, at, something
right,
for the
available
intestines.
At Rainbow
it's
Foods.
Nice, look for the nice packaging.
It's a big ultimately it's a box. Like six
oh, we got a request.
Tall.
415 wants Hooman to please sing Empower You while doing a coffee enema.
Hey. Oh. Well.
Give me a little Empower You.
I don't remember.
Yeah, you do. I even remember it. Of course you do. You went to the Empower You seminar where you sang it all weekend.
408 wants to know if you bought the Prada version of the gut stuff.
Oh, of course he did.
Does Prada make gut stuff?
I don't think so.
Prada gut intestinal health relief. Tincture.
Hooman is so full of... Oh, that's not ice cream.
What did they say about ice cream?
No, it looks like it's poop. Well, I mean, it looks
like a
Carvel.
Soft serve, right. Sure.
Carvel?
Soft serve. Kind of a swirl.
What's Carvel?
It's an East Coast creamery.
Oh, my God.
So good. Oh, my God. Mm. When I was a kid, that's how you got me on a plane to New York. We'll stop for Carvel.
Cookie puss.
Dolls.
What's
dolls.
A cookie puss doll?
Sounds I don't know. R-rated. I didn't know about that one. Those ads went way downhill as that dude got older and he would just
be
because
he was dying before your very eyes.
You can get the new cookie puss doll at Carvel.
707 says, my husband and I are going to be getting new carpet for our baby's room. Brand new Alice listener. Thumbs up.
All right.
Vinny, did Carpeteria use glue on your new carpet? If so, what kind? We want to keep our little Grom safe, too. I don't know about the installation process, so I can't answer to that. But I know Vic and the people at Carpeteria did an unreal job.
Carpeteria.
They know their stuff too. Like he really absolutely knows exactly what you want and what you don't want and all that.
He's been doing it for years.
One of the things he showed me, which I tripped out on, this is Vic. He goes, you see these little dark sides to the carpet on the stairway?
Mm-hmm.
There's a gap there. Mm. In almost everyone's house, there's a gap there.
Yeah.
And stuff comes up, the air that comes up from under the stairway.
Mm-hmm.
Actually puts dirt into people's carpets. So you'll look at your stairway and you'll see the sides of the stairs are all black. uh-huh. over time.
Uh-huh.
And it's because that gap is allowing this air and dirt to come up from below. So he filled the gaps. I'm who knew?
Did you re-carpet the stairs?
Uh-huh.
Keep that cat off of them.
Don't worry about a thing, Sarah. We
I'm
got
very
this.
Worried about
worry
it.
Worry about a thing.
Party Started was one of Pink's first hits. No, that wasn't from that album. Party Started was like the second album or third album. Even.
Well, did she even have any hits on that first album? It sounded like a Mary J. Blige record.
Yeah, we didn't.
Who knew?
Oh,
I didn't recognize those.
Yeah, I didn't recognize them at all. Mm. Well. I think the first time I noticed her was So What, and I think that was even later.
Good morning, Sarah and Vinny. I got into my Uber, and the driver had you guys on his radio. Hopefully this means I'll have a great day.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic. It does mean that.
Well, thanks, Hooman.
The original Pink was so different but so good. Thanks, guys. That brought me back.
Yeah. I mean, she has an incredible voice.
Krems loves Gilmore Girls, says 925.
Lightning Mike.
Lightning Mike or Krems. He's a weekend guy here at Alice. Great DJ. He's the next big thing from what I hear.
Yeah. He's our old intern.
Yeah. Well, he's real good.
Yeah. We used to have a farm league where we had interns and we'd groom them and they would, you know.
And now Krems is the farm league.
He is. That's it. That's all we've got left.
Just one.
Yeah. He got the one guy.
Bring back the internship program, damn it all.
Mm-hmm.
This is some of the. Oh my God!
Oh, what?
The fingernail thing.
Oh,
you can't believe how many people wrote in and said, "I'm trying to pick stuff out of my teeth, and my fingernails come off too."
Yeah.
No, they didn't.
They did.
Yeah,
of course they did, because that's totally normal. It
Shards
happens.
Of nails in the teeth is real. It's so frustrating.
Super aggravating.
That's never happened to me, Sarah. Minion, says 925. It happened to me too, says 408.
Yeah.
707. It totally happened.
Happens all the time. My nails split all the time.
So yep, that's me. Shards of nail between the teeth. It's a real struggle. LOL. I actually bite my nail off and use it as a toothpick, says 650.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Blech. Sarah's always right, says 415.
Thanks. 510 says, is Sarah going to be global warming? What does that mean?
Oh, because you said you're going to be everywhere.
Oh, you're going to be global warming for Halloween.
That's not what I'm
going to
be.
How about a zombie?
Nope.
What is it?
I'm not going to be everywhere. You'll be able to pick me out of the crowd.
Who wants to dogpile Sarah till she tells us?
I'm not going to. Will you stop it? Oh, my God.
I'm down.
You guys are a bag of dicks.
Who says that?
I did just then.
Oh, my.
Oh, you're so disappointed in me, huh, woman?
Confession time. I've been known to use my hair as dental floss when I have something stuck in my teeth.
Good for you for having such strong hair. Mine would just... I just don't think I could do it. I should try it.
You should try to watch your mouth a little bit, too.
Why?
Because that's just not nice.
You guys are a bunch of jerks.
Okay,
you dogpile her until then all you guys...
I think you're the jerk.
Oh, I'm the jerk?
Yeah, tell us. How about that?
Bag of... Oh, because I won't tell you?
Yeah.
Oh,
how about
I thought it was for the bag of...
No, that is. It's the bag of D's.
Oh,
you gotta...
Oh, my God. You're just sad because you're in a bag.
Oh, whatever.
Why do you want to know so bad? Why can't there be a surprise? I don't
Why
know what you're going to
you
be.
Why can't you just tell me? Because I don't know what I'm going to be. How... I can't
Well, I don't know what I'm
going to
be either,
I don't
then,
even
Vinny.
Know.
Don't you worry about it. Find out soon enough.
Yesterday, oh my God. You know how we just moved?
Right.
Yeah, you know how do you guys do the neighborhood thing where if someone boos you and then you pass it on?
Someone what?
No, you told us this one time, but I forget what it is.
And it's a bad, it's like a stuff of Halloween stuff, and it's a neighborly thing.
No. So I've never heard of that before you told us.
Yes. What is
it
again?
In Redwood City? No. Huh. But someone rings your doorbell, and so I'm like in the middle of a. I go and get it, and they're gone already.
Is it at your old house or your new house?
No, we just happened at the new house yesterday while we were just finished. I'm like, oh, man, already? I got something to do today. Darn it.
So then what do you have to do when
you get booed? First, you got to put the note up that says you've been booed, mm-hmm. and then you got to go and get two other people in the neighborhood. So we've got to go buy some candy.
I actually can't believe you participate in this. This seems very unlike
you. I'm very neighborly. Yeah. I'm a really good neighbor. You'd be surprised.
State Farm is
No, I wouldn't. It's great. I'm actually amazed and heartwarmed by the stories that you tell about your neighborhood thing.
Yeah.
But to me, that seems like something that, well, maybe it's the old Vinny.
Are you
new
sad?
Married Vinny is, you know, way
well,
more
listen,
likely to...
The married Vinny?
In normal circumstances, if someone were to say, hey, we're going to do this booing thing, you want to get involved, I'd be like, count me out, I'm good. But once they've booed you, it's like, look, I want to be a good neighbor. I don't want to let the chain die with at our front door. That's not good.
Stuck with that guilt.
He puts up the thing and he writes, and I'm the last person to get booed too.
You know what I mean, right?
Sure.
You know, my kid lives there. The missus lives there too. I don't want them to be all,
well, let them get the boo bag going.
Well, maybe I will. Mm. We'll see.
Sounds like you're gonna. Are you sad because you moved away from those nice neighbors?
We have a bunch of new nice neighbors. That's what I'm saying.
Well, and he lives a mile away from his old neighbors. They can still come over.
It's all
they just
good.
Can't stumble home.
The girl I used to commute with would play Lana Del Rey constantly. I considered wearing earplugs. Mm. Oh, not all Latinas look alike, Vinny.
Yeah, Vinny.
Gina Rodriguez and is Jane the Virgin. And America is on Superstore. It's super funny. Actually, though, I did look both of them up, and they're not that far off from each other. But the truth is, I've never really watched either one of those. It was another one of those just wild guesses I was going for, yeah, hoping to
dark.
Get a point.
Right.
You never know where a point's going to be hiding.
Or what you would ever need them for. You never know.
In life, Sarah, I want to climb in bed at the end of the day and know I've earned some points.
Well, there you go.
Right?
I won today.
Right.
Yeah.
I did something with myself.
Got a point. Got a point, man. Oh, today wasn't pointless.
You know, when you review your day and
sure.
you think about the...
I try not to review my day. I try
you,
to
what?
Just not think about anything when I get in bed. I try.
Yeah, it's hard, though.
It is hard.
925 says, Vinny is the only person who has honest, real stories about his life. The rest of you guys should open up.
Yeah.
Open
you're
up,
right.
Sarah.
He's the only one who ever tells anything about his life.
Right.
That is true. Okay. Well, thanks for noticing.
I feel like you made that one up.
I didn't, actually. It's right here. 925 wrote that in.
Yeah. You're great, Vinny. Thank you for always being so open and honest with us.
Yeah.
Yeah, your honesty
you tell
is just
really going on,
yeah,
though.
Tell us what's really going on.
How does this turn back on me?
Because we know you're hiding something.
Mr. Honesty.
We know you're hiding stuff.
What am I hiding?
You we tell us.
You tell us.
We know.
We know.
You don't know nothing.
Yeah,
we do know.
We know.
You do
that's
not
the crazy
know.
Thing. We do know.
We do know.
You don't know.
No, yeah. We do.
We do.
What do you know? Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It has been a pleasure being with you today. Happy hump day, everybody. Vinny, excited for Survivor in your new home?
Yeah, I am excited for Survivor. I've got some stuff to do before the party starts,
well,
but
sure.
I'll be in my seat at
you'll
8
have
o'clock.
You'll have earned it.
Yeah.
You'll have gotten a few more points for putting stuff away.
I hope so.
Yeah. It's a good feeling as you empty boxes and break them down and get your new home organized. Mm-hmm. I mean, oy.
Just well, the main thing, honestly, I drove in today with a big smile on my face because we're out of the one thing and everything's in the other, and now
and all the papers are signed.
Whatever
and it's all done.
Yeah, whatever pace I go at now, it's up to me, and there's no deadline, so
right.
I'll still get it done quick, but I don't have to. But I can stop.
It did sound disheartening when, after the move day on Sunday, you went over on Monday and the house was still full of
piles
things
and piles,
including
of stuff.
A desk that apparently no one will help you move.
Dude. Anyway, yeah, I'm stoked. So I'll watch that tonight, and we'll meet back here tomorrow.
All right. Have a great day, everybody. Be safe out there. And that's going to do it for us. We have our live secret show coming up. That is on Halloween, and there are lots of chances to win all day through 4 p.m. today on the, like, 5 after the hour. So you have another chance coming up at 10:05. Have a great one, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.